点都没有改变。
And in cases where we have prayed for our relatives and friends for many years, but there doesn't seem to be any changes in them.
当我看圣经的时候呢，我发现连耶稣也面对同一样的挫折。
When I was reading the Bible, it occurred to me that Jesus also had experienced the same frustration.
马太福音十一章二十节里面讲到，耶稣在诸城中，行了许多异能，哪些城的人终不悔改，就在那时候责备他们说。
In the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 20, it says that then Jesus began to denounce the towns in which most of his miracles had been performed because they did not repent.
那你虽然我感谢主，因为我们的主耶稣是能够体谅我们的心情的。
And therefore, I praise God because our Lord Jesus is one who can understand our frustration.
他也面对这些不悔改的人。
He was also confronted with people who did not repent.
但是呢，我们可以从主耶稣的身上里面学会怎么面对这些挫折。
But we can learn how to deal with these frustrations from Lord Jesus.
那当我们传福音的时候遇到困难，没有人回应的时候，我们最常的反应是什么？
What's our typical response when we try to evangelize, spread the good news, but did not receive appropriate response?
我们最常的反应呢，就是告诉神我不干了。
Our typical response will be telling our God that I quit.
我努力这么多年
，I worked hard for so many years.
他都没有改变
，and he did not change.
一定是神你没有拣选他啦。
It's clearly that you did not elect him.
我们还努力下去有什么作用呢？
What's the point of continuing to labor for this cause?
那我们看见呢，主耶稣在二十节里面，你可以说他见到这些不悔改的人呢，他也化火了。
So from verse 20 of chapter 11 of the book of Matthew, you can see that that Lord Jesus, when he was confronted with these people who did not repent, he was also agitated.
但是呢，他马上在二十五节里面呢，他就去感谢神了。
But however, shortly after, in verse 25, he gave praises to God.
为什么耶稣遇到挫折的时候，他没有放弃，反而会感谢神呢？
Why would Lord Jesus give praises to God when he experienced frustration and not giving up as a result?
那二十五节的时候呢，你看耶稣说。父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达人藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。
So verse 25 and 26, at that time Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure.
那你发觉呢，耶稣其实他感谢神的时候呢，他是感谢神他的美意。
So you can see that when Jesus was praising God, he was praising God's good pleasure.
的意思就是他感谢神他的拣选。
In other words, he was praising God for his election.
之前呢，我们听到这个牧师的困难呢，他就是他想起神的拣选的时候，让他很丧气。
And earlier we talked about the pastor's difficulty with his daughter abandoning her faith. He was thinking that in the context of God's election, he was very frustrated.
但是耶稣想起父神的拣选的时候呢，他却是感谢神。
However, Jesus, when he was thinking of God's election, he was giving praises to God.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为如果没有父神的拣选的时候，其实世界上面没有一个人会信主的。
It's because that no one would become a believer of our God if it wasn't because of God's election.
罗马书三章里面说，就如经上所记，没有义人，连一个也没有，没有明白的，没有寻求神的。
In the book of Romans, chapter 3, it says that as it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands, and there is no one who seeks God.
以弗所书里面讲到了，你们死在过犯罪恶之中。
And Ephesians says that as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins.
哥林多后书讲到了，你们是被这世界的神弄瞎心眼。
And 2 Corinthians says that the God of this age has blinded minds of unbelievers.
所以这些经文都告诉我们，无论你有多大的本领。
So these verses tell us that regardless how smart you think you are,
你都不可能说服一个又瞎眼又死又不寻求人改变一个人，没有可能改变这一类的人。
That regardless how smart you may be, you think you are, there is no way you can convince people who are already blind, whose minds are already blinded, people who already committed transgressions and sins to come before the Lord.
甚至形容我们是死人。
Because the Bible has described us as people who are dead.
只有因为神的拣选呢，我们才可以肯定。
And we are only affirmed because of God's election.
就是在这个人海里面，有一些人他听到福音的时候，他是会有反应的。
So among seas of people, only certain ones will respond when they hear the gospel.
如果所有人神所拣选的都已经得救了。
If all the people that were to be elected had been elected, had been saved,
那么耶稣就已经回来了。
And then Lord Jesus would have returned.
耶稣还没回来的时候，这证明这个世界上面还有神所拣选的人还没得救。
The fact that Jesus has not returned tells us that there are people who've been elected by God that have not been saved.
所以当耶稣想到父神的拣选的时候，鼓励他去传福音。
So when Jesus remembered about God's election, it gave him encouragement to continue to evangelize.
因为他知道一定会有人会听这个福音的。
Because he knows that there will be certain people that will listen to the gospel.
那虽然呢，耶稣是专注在神的拣选。
Even though Jesus was focusing on God's election,
但是他不专注在神拣选的对象。
But he did not focus on the people for whom God has elected.
那其实耶稣是神。
Jesus is God.
他传福音之前呢，他可以去查一查。
Before he evangelizes to people, he can go back and look it up.
看看这个人呢，是不是神所拣选的。
He can look it up to see if certain ones has been elected by God.
如果他发觉，他的名字都不在这个册子上面。
If he finds out that the certain person's name is not in the book of life,
那么耶稣可以说啊，我不用跟你传福音了，下一个。
And Jesus can easily tell this person that I don't need to evangelize to you anymore. The next place.
但是耶稣没有这样子做。
But Jesus did not do that.
这个不是因为耶稣没有这个能力哦。
It's not because he didn't have that authority.
因为耶稣是三位一体的真神其中一位。
Because Jesus is one of the Trinal God.
所以他当然有这个权利去知道这些事情了。
Of course, he has the authority to know these things.
但是耶稣不愿意去查。
But Jesus was unwilling to look things up.
因为他知道这个拣选这个工作是父神的工作。
Because the work of election is work to be done by God the Father.
传福音呢是主耶稣的工作。
And to spread the gospel, to proclaim the good news is Lord Jesus' job.
所以他就不会去查问谁是拣选，谁是不拣选。
So he would not bother to go look up who has been elected and who is not.
所以如果主耶稣都是有这个态度的时候，
So if Lord Jesus has such an attitude,
我们传福音的时候也应该有同一样的态度。
And we should have the very same attitude as we evangelize.
第三个原因，为什么耶稣能够感谢主呢？
The third reason why Jesus would praise God.
他就是呢，耶稣专注在这个福音的双重功能。
Because Jesus focuses on double duty of the gospel.
你看呢，他二十五节讲到呢，因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。
Because like verse 25 says that, Father, you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children.
耶稣的意思就是同一个福音传给不同的人。
So what Jesus means here is that the same good news proclaimed to different people.
他们会有两种不同的反应。
They'll have two different responses.
这个说明呢, 福音呢, 有一个双重的功能。
This says that the good news has double duties.
一方面它是宣扬神的拯救。
On one hand, it proclaims God's salvation.
但是同时它是宣判神的审判。
And at the same time, it's living God's judgment.
那如果你站在罗马的兜售场往外看,
So if you stand on the outlook of the Roman Colosseum and look away,
那么呢，你会见到了从前这是罗马皇所建的拱门的 arch,
and you will be able to see the arch built by the Roman emperors.
令人想起呢，就是哥林多后书二章十四节所讲的一段话。
And it would then remind people of chapter 2, verse 14 of the 2 Corinthians.
保罗说, 感谢神, 常率领我们在基督里夸胜, 并责责我们在各处显扬那因认识耶稣而有的香气。
But thanks be to God, who always leads us as captives in Christ's triumphal procession and uses to spread the aroma of the knowledge of him everywhere.
那你知道呢,从前的罗马皇呢,他打胜仗以后,
you know that back in those days, when Roman emperor returns from a victorious battle,
他就会带他的军队凯旋回来了。
And he would lead his army returning to Rome victoriously. And they would pass through these arches and then arrive at the Colosseum.
当保罗在这里讲到耶稣带领他们,率领他们的意思,就是这个情形呢。
So what Jesus is describing here, that they're being led as captives, is exactly portraying this situation.
15节里面呢，继续讲，因为我们在神面前，无论在得救的人身上，或灭亡的人身上，都有基督馨香之气。 在解等人做了死的香气叫他死，在哪等人就做了活的香气叫他活。 解释谁能担当这起呢？
And verses 15 and 16 continue to tell us that for we are to God the pleasing aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. To the one we are an aroma that brings death, to the other an aroma that brings life, and who is equal to such a task?
那当这个罗马皇帝 凯旋回来的时候,
so when a Roman emperor returns victoriously,
你跟着他后面,
you follow him,
但是你的结果是祸是福呢, 决定在你的身份是你是谁的。
But whether your ultimate fate, even though you're following him, your ultimate fate either good fortune or disaster is determined based on your status.
因为呢，不单指呢是这个君王的军队会跟着这个王帝。
Because not only the emperor's army will be following him.
在这个这队人的最后的时候呢，就是这些打败仗的俘虏，他会在这群人的最后排。
And the defeated captives will be following the armies and the emperor at the very end of the procession.
这个就是为什么呢，他们凯旋回来的时候，最后的终点站就是这个斗兽场。
And that is why the final destination of their victorious return is this Colosseum.
因为他会把这些俘虏吊在这个斗兽场里面，判他们死刑。
Because they would be throwing these captives that were defeated in battles into the Colosseum and declared their death sentence.
但是呢, 这些军队, 这些军人呢, 他就会在这里得到他们的赏赐。
But these victorious soldiers from the emperor's army will be receiving the rewards at the same place.
当保罗传福音的时候，他就想起这个情形了。So
when Paul was proclaiming the good news, he was reminded of this situation.
福音就是基督的香气。
The good news is the pleasing aroma of Christ.
但是16节告诉我们，在这等人做了死的香气，叫他死；在那等人做了活的香气，叫他活。But
the verse 16 reminds us that to some the aroma brings death, and to others the aroma brings life.
因为福音永远就是有一个双重的功能。
Because the gospel always has two distinct duties.
看你的反应是怎么样呢?
Depending on your response.
有些人, 这个福音成为他的一个好消息, 因为他拯救他。
For some, the gospel becomes good news because it saves them.
但是如果你不听福音的时候, 这个消息就不是一个好消息呢?
However, if you reject the gospel, then the news is no longer good news to you. Because it declares your death sentence, your judge at God's judgment. Jesus understands the two duties of the gospel. I think that is why Lord Jesus wants us to proclaim the good news to the corners of the world. Because he not only wants us to proclaim the good news of salvation, but he also wants us to tell the world the truth about God's judgment to everyone in this world.
25节里面呢, 也是耶稣所他,
and the verse 25 is also where Jesus focuses on.
他专注在神父神拣选的原则。
He focuses on the principles of God's election.
这里讲到呢，父神把这些事向聪明通达的人藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。Because
here it says that the Father have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children.
简单来说，这里就是神拣选这些婴孩，但是呢，他拒绝这些聪明通达的人。
Speaking quite simplistically, what is saying here is that God has saved the little children, has rejected the wise and learned.
那么我们就要问一个问题了，谁是聪明通达的人呢？谁是婴孩呢？
Then we must ask the question of who the wise and learned are and versus who the little children are.
我相信呢，这些聪明通达的人呢，是指这些呢自以为意的人。
And I believe these wise and learned people are the self-righteous man. They think that they already know God quite well.
罗马书的第二章的时候呢，形容这些犹太人说。
And in the book of Romans chapter 2, talk about these Jews.
你称为犹太人，又倚靠律法，只做神夸口，是蠢笨人的师父，是小孩子的先生，是在律法上有知识，有真理的模范。
It says that now you, if you call yourself a Jew, if you rely on the law and boast in God, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of little children, because you have in the law an embodiment of knowledge and truth.
一个自以为意的人呢，他很多时候呢，觉得自己是很通达、明白圣经的一个人。
A self-righteous man often regards himself as one who is wise and learned with the Bible.
他很容易呢，把对方眼里面的刺 就跳出来，但是从来看不见自己眼中的梁木。
And there are those people. There are the ones who can easily see the thorns in other people's eyes, but not able to see the logs in his own eyes.
耶稣呢曾经警告天使的人。
And Jesus had warned such people.
你们律法是有祸了，因为你们把难担的担子放在人身上，自己一个指头却不肯动。
Jesus replied that you experts in the law, woe to you, because you load people down with burdens they can hardly carry, and you yourselves will not lift one finger to help them.
在当时的文化里面呢，担担子是象征一个人顺服律法的要求。
At that time, culturally speaking, carrying heavy burdens is a symbolic way of describing someone who is obedient to the law.
所以这些自为义的人怎么看自己呢？
So how do these self-righteous men regard themselves?
他觉得他有足够的力量去担起神给他的要求。
They look at themselves as ones who are capable of carrying the load themselves that had come from God.
但是他还有时间呢，去指出他旁边的人呢做得不好的，他会指出告诉他啊，你在哪一方面没有达到律法的要求。
And at the same time, they have the vision that they can see others who are not carrying their loads very well, and they will set the path of correction for them.
这个就是耶稣所讲的，他把难担的担子，放在人的上面。
And this is what Jesus meant when he said that these people are loading people down with burdens that people can hardly carry.
但是，如果聪明通达是指这些自以为意的人，那么应还是指哪些人呢？
So if these if the wise and learned ones are referring to the self-righteous people, then who are the little children referring to?
在二十八节里面呢，其实主耶稣就用了这个担担子的一个比喻。
And in verse 28, Jesus explained by using the burden lifting example.
耶稣说，凡劳苦担重担的可以到我这里来，我就使他得安息。
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, for I will give you rest.
所以谁是这些婴孩啊？
So who are these little children?
就是觉得呢，他们没有能力去担起这个担子的人。
It's those who do not feel like they can carry these burdens themselves.
所以呢，讲到这些婴孩呢，其实不是讲到他们很天真啊，很我们说天真无邪啊的简直。其实你们有孩子你就知道了，其实他们坏到不得了的嘛，是不是？
So when we're talking about these little children, we're not talking about the young. We're not looking at their innocent, naive aspect. You know, actually, they can be quite little devils.
他们最常讲的话就是 no 跟 me。是不是他的从小就学会了
and ever since their younger days they have learned to focus on the words such as no or me
但是婴孩有一个特点就是他依靠别人的帮助
but there's one special thing about the little children is that they rely on other people's help
这个就是耶稣想我们学会的告诉你神就是拣选这些需要帮助的人
and that's exactly what Jesus wants us to learn and that is to learn to to seek help from others
这些人知道他自己没有这个能力达到神的标准
and these people know that with themselves they have no abilities to reach God's standard
所以在二十八节里面他就会耶稣讲到这些人就会来到耶稣面前求他的帮助
and then in verse 28 it says that these very same people will come before Lord Jesus and ask for his help
彼得前书第五章呢把这个神拣选的原则呢用另外一句话去解释
And in the book of First Peter, It talked about God's election in a different, from a different angle.
神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
That God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble.
所以今天我们看这段经文的时候，提醒我们什么呢？
So what are we reminded of when we looked at today's verses?
那第一样很明显的。
First, quite obviously.
如果我们是一个骄傲的人。
If we are a proud people.
如果你自以为聪明通达。
If we regard ourselves as a wise and learned man.
你最会指出人家的罪。
You can only point out other people's wrong.
但是你从来不觉得自己是有罪的人。
But you never look at yourself as a sinner.
耶稣基本上告诉我们，你有祸了。
Jesus basically tells us that woe be to us.
因为这个福音对你来说是会越来越隐藏的。
And because the good news to you will become even more hidden.
耶稣提醒我们，福音是有一个双重的功能。
Jesus reminds us that the gospel has two duties.
一方面，他宣告神的是拯救。
On one hand, it proclaims God's salvation.
但是同时，他提醒这些不肯悔改的人，神的审判会临到你们的。
But on the other hand, it tells the people who refuses to repent that the God's judgment will fall upon them.
所以如果我们不把我们的骄傲的心离开丢弃了。
If we do not throw away our prideful heart,
那么恐怕我们的结局就好像之前讲到比起索多玛这个城市的结局更难受。
And perhaps then our final destination, final fate is going to be worse than those from the city of Sodom.
唯一的出路，我们就是谦卑自己来到神的面前。
And the only way out is for us to humble ourselves and come before God.
第二个我们学到的功课。
The second lesson that we learned today.
特别就是神鼓励我们传福音的人。
And especially, it's a special encouragement to those of us who proclaim the good news.
因为呢，有了神的拣选，才有人会信主。
People would only become believers because God had elected them.
所以呢，我们不要灰心去传福音。
So when we proclaim the good news, we should not be frustrated.
如果有一个人一直都不信耶稣的时候。
If a person continues to reject Jesus,
那么很可能呢，就是好像圣经所讲了，神呢阻挡这些骄傲的，赐恩给这些谦卑的人。
Then it is possible that that what is described by the Bible, that God opposes the proud and shows favor to the humble, is happening.
所以呢，我们传福音的时候呢，我们可以为到这个人可以谦卑下来呢去祷告。
So when we proclaim good news to people like that, we can kneel down and pray for their humility.
因为神的确就是拿行动，能够把这些行动骄傲的人能，神能占为卑的一个神。
Because our God is a God who can humble those who are proud in their actions.
很多时候呢，神用什么方法让一个人谦卑下来呀？
Oftentimes, what does God do to humble those who are proud?
很多时候呢，神就是用苦难这个方法去使人谦卑下来。
And suffering is one way that God often uses to humble those.
我想起呢，我们两三年前的时候邀请过 Christopher Yuen 来到我们去分享他的见证。
I remember that a couple of 3 years ago that we had invited Christopher Yuen to come among us to share his testimony.
他也是一本书叫 Out of a Far Country 的作者。
He's also the author of one of the authors of the book Out of Far Country.
Christopher 本身是一个牙医的儿子。
Christopher himself is a son of a former dentist.
那么他自己也是念牙医的。
And he was also a dental school student.
那么有一天，他告诉他的父母，他是一个同性恋者。
One day he told his parents that he was a homosexual.
那么呢，他妈妈伤心到一个地步就想自杀。
And his mother was so saddened to the point that she wanted to commit suicide.
但是反而呢，这个过程让他信了耶稣。
However, that experience eventually led her to Jesus.
但是呢，从此以后呢，他就每天为他的儿子 Christopher 去祷告。
And from that point on, she prayed for Christopher on a daily basis.
带他去教会。
Try to bring him to church.
带他去这些特别的基督教的这些ministry 里面，希望他改变他同性恋的看法。
She would bring him to those special Christian ministries to help change his view on homosexuality.
但是他发觉他的儿子 Christopher 越来越差。
But then she noticed that her son Christopher was getting worse.
他儿子啊，不单只是同性恋，我们后来知道他都吸毒了，开始。
And not only he was homosexual, but he became a drug addict.
那么到他快要毕业的半年之前呢？
About 6 months before he was to graduate.
那么他的园长就告诉 Christopher， 我要把你开除局。
The school dean was telling Christopher that he was going to be expelled from dental school.
你记得呢 ，Christopher 呢，他知道啊，他爸爸是他这个dean 的同学，这个院长的同学。
But then Christopher remembered that his own father was a classmate of the dental school dean.
要请他的父母。来跟这个院长去谈。
So he asked his parents to come and plead with the dean on his behalf.
但是呢 ，Christopher 的父母呢，当时已经成为一个基督徒。
But at that time, Christopher's parents had become Christians already.
那么他父母呢，就有一个了解。
So his parents had the following understanding.
就是一个人如果不接受神的管教呢，他是不会改过来的。
A person would never change if he refuses to be disciplined by God.
所以呢，他见到这个院长的时候
，So when they saw the school dean，
他就告诉这个院长
，And they said the following to the dean.
他说呢，无论你有什么决定呢，我们都会坦然去接受的。
That we will happily accept whatever decision you have to make.
那么 Christopher 听到这个回应呢，就气得不得了了。当然
，Of course, Christopher was extremely angry when he heard his parents' answer.
因为他就给这个牙医学院开除了。
So therefore, he was expelled by the dental school.
他也离开他的家人。
And he walked away from his family.
那么呢，他不单只是同性恋了。
So not only he was still homosexual,
他吸毒了
that he became that was also a drug addict.
他也贩毒了
and he started selling drugs.
那么后来过了几年的时候呢，有一天他就给这些警察住去坐牢了。
And a few years later, he was arrested by the police and sent to prison.
那么他就在这里打电话给他妈妈，告诉他坐牢。
And he made a phone call to his mother to tell her that he's in prison.
那如果这个故事停在这里的时候，我想我们每一个人的结论可能都是一样，就是神没有拣选 Christopher.
If the story had ended right there, I think our conclusion would be the same, and that is that God had not elected Christopher.
但因为你见到 Christopher， 他的确是越走越远了。
Because it is true that Christopher was walking further and further away.
但当他妈妈 Angela 收到 Christopher 的电话的时候呢，他就感谢神，他知道了神在工作。
And when his mother Angela received Christopher's phone call, she actually gave praises to God because she knew that God is now working in his life.
我们人真是很顽固的。
Our people can be pretty stubborn.
我们特别骄傲。
We can be especially proud.
我们坚持己见。
We persist in our own opinions.
很多时候呢，如果不是神把我们放在一个绝路上面呢，我们永远不会悔改。
We would never repent. Sometimes, if not because of God had placed us in a dead end.
就好像 Christopher 当他面对学校要开除他的时候。他想到我的爸爸是这个院长的好朋友，我一定没问题的。
Just like when Christopher was about to be expelled from the dental school, he was not worried because he knew that his father was a good friend with the school dean.
但是如果你让神的管教, 发生的时候呢, 那么这个人就会改变。
But the person would change if you allowed God's discipline to happen.
Christopher 坐牢的时候, 我们知道他是信主, 就是他坐牢的过程里面信主。
And we also know that that Christopher the journey of Christopher becoming a believer took place in the prison.
最后他不单只信主啊, 他奉献给主, 侍奉神。
And not only he became a believer, but he's also dedicated his life to our God.
他现在是一个神学院里面的一个教授。
Now he's a professor at a seminary.
当这位牧师去问 他的女儿不信主的女儿的问题的时候,
so when this pastor was asking about his unbelieving daughter,
那么呢, 台上面几个长员里面有一位叫 Mark Devil, 他就举手了, 他回答这个问题。
So one of the attendees on the stage by the name of Mark Dever raised his hand and answered the pastor's question.
他说我也有一个
And he said that he also had a daughter who is an unbeliever.
但是呢,他说我却是充满希望。
But that person, Mark, is hopeful.
因为呢,他见到神的恩典。
Because he can see God's grace.
其中一个恩典就是他把这个女儿放在一个基督徒的家庭里面去成长。
Because he placed this unbelieving daughter in a Christian family to grow up.
他还有呢,他见到了在圣经里面呢,神往往是拯救这些呢,没有希望的人的。
And he also said that oftentimes it's those who seem to be hopeless are actually saved that are described in the Bible.
所以呢,他说,虽然他女儿现在还没信耶稣,
So he said that even though his daughter had not become a believer yet, but he felt like his daughter is no different from those people who seemed hopeless in the Bible. And when God ends up saving those people, God's glory is especially magnified. And I believe that's the principle on God's election.
神拣选什么人呢?
What kind of people does God elect?
就是这些婴孩,
these little children.
这些觉得他需要耶稣帮助的人,
and people who know they need Jesus' help.
他知道自己达不到神的标准。
They know themselves cannot reach God's standard.
所以他就转上去找耶稣去帮忙。
So they changed direction and then look toward Jesus for help.
神可能在现在就是管教你的亲友。
Perhaps it is at this time that God is disciplining your relatives and friends.
我们只能见到呢,好像呢,这个人越走越远。
And what we can see with our eyes is only that these people are walking further and further away.
但是神是很可能是希望经过这些经历以后, 这个骄傲的人会谦卑下来。
But perhaps God is making these proud people to humble themselves by experiencing these journeys.
当这些人走到一条绝路的时候, 他发现他没有办法去救自己的时候, 他们就会转向神。
But when they reach a dead end, when they realize that they themselves cannot save themselves, they will turn around.
我们最后一同祷告。
And let's pray together.
亲爱的天父,
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们愿意好像主耶稣这样子去感谢你。
We want to praise you just like Lord Jesus.
因为, 所有这些东西都是在神你的手的安排里面。
Because all these things are planned by your own hands.
你拣选人不是因为我们是一个好人。
You have elected us not because we're good people.
反而因为我们是一个好像婴孩一样需要耶稣帮助的人，所以你拣选我们。
You elect us because we are like little children that we know we need Jesus' help.
如果我们身边有还没信主的家人，我们一直为他祷告的。我求主给我们勇气，不要失望。
If we have family members that we've been praying for them all these time, we ask you to not allowing us to be discouraged.
让我们相信主你拣选的恩典。
And help us to have faith in your grace of election.
也希望主你的管教快快地临到这些人，以致到他们会谦卑下来。
And we also pray that, Lord, your discipline will fall upon these people quickly so that they will humble themselves.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Thank you for listening to our prayer, and we'll pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.